Welcome back to Sports Day. Time now to cross down to our mates at Sports Day Victoria. Got your mask ready, Sats? We're going to thrash out the big topics in the NRL and the AFL. Welcome, Jared Healy and Sam McClure. How are you, gentlemen?
We're going very well here, but from all reports, the only way you blokes would do this interview is if Scoop and I wore masks, because you're so bloody paranoid up there that you think the disease can be transmitted down the airways. I mean, give us a spell.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised myself. But can you just wind it back to when this thing started? There was a little fishing boat called the Ruby Princess that docked in Sydney Harbour. Did we close our borders to you when you introduced this virus to the country? No. We kept an open mind.
Yeah, you should. What's going on? What's going with you guys with your drink driving? You're partially naked in the public. Now, Jared, you try and tell me you were never partially naked at some time during your career in public.
That's a good question.
I would try to do that, but unfortunately the track record would show that post my first State of Origin game, I got locked up for having an indiscretion in a lane after a nightclub incident about 2 in the morning. So those in glass houses should definitely not throw stones.
Particularly when there were no camera phones and no social media back then, Jared. Can you imagine the sort of things that would have come out back in your day had those inventions be there?
I would like to think that if that had been the case, we would have been more responsible. No, I'd like to think that. I'm not sure we would have been.
So.
But she's a different era now, isn't it? The question is, and everyone will be talking about it, we've had a range of 2 weeks to 8 weeks thrown at us. What do you reckon that Sidebottom, who's one of the great players of the competition, what do you think is a reasonable penalty for bringing the game into disrepute and also, more importantly, for putting the whole competition at risk? What would you guys whack him with?
Well, firstly, he's my new favourite player. I'd actually be giving a pay rise, partially naked in modern era. I think he's running the gauntlet, but he's also very cavalier about, like, he's a renegade. He's my favourite player now, other than having a great name.
It's not the era for renegades.
No, what if
right
they had
now
to shut the comp down? Like, on a serious
note,
months?
Nah, 2 weeks.
Oh, gee, that doesn't send a big message out to bloke. They'll try it. Other young knuckleheads, we've got them in both codes. They'll try that sort of stuff. They're only going to get 2 weeks.
I reckon if he was offered 2 weeks, anyway, he would grab that as quickly as anybody could and get himself out of there. But it's a huge letdown, and for him, it'll be an embarrassment. But, Victoria's having enough problems as it is, finding places to play our games of footy, let alone having guys put that into
Well, what I meant was
problem.
2 weeks, he has to stay in Melbourne.
I see.
That's not good at all. No. The rest of the comps move. Is everyone else going to move out? What's going on?
What's the answer?
Well, I think we're going to have, in fact, more than think, we're going to have Victorian clubs move to hubs interstate. And
don't worry about Victorian clubs, Scoop. Worry about the rest of us. Have you got any beds up there you can put a couple of...
You're not coming near my joint.
See, that word turned on us so quickly,
haven't
Jared. And what about the Premier coming out today in New South Wales and saying if anyone from the Victorian hotspot is found in New South Wales, you face up to 6 months of jail. The only reason you'd go to Sydney is in a couple of months of the year to see the harbour. That's all they've got.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, Scoop. I lived there for 5 years.
Oh, I forget about that.
Pretty good spot, though, Sydney. I'll give you the drum.
Oh, he's never been. Scoop's never been out of Melbourne. That's why he's not.
That's unfair. He's not sure. It's a beautiful city, Sydney, for about 5% of the time.
So tell us what's happening in football. And I mean, this reverberated down to even the most southern parts of Victoria. The Titans belting the Broncos. Yeah. Now, that is, I mean, that is unheard of. No one would have actually, in their wildest mind, scripted that. You guys would have been thrilled, surely. Good for football.
Badge loves teeing off on the Brisbane Broncos. Yeah. Well, once upon the Brisbane Broncos were Big Brother in Southeast Queensland. It's now starting to turn the tide a little bit with the season they're having. The Titans, they're struggling. They're doing their best. They're playing to the best of their ability. But the Broncos coach, Anthony Seibold, who's on a 5-year deal, mind you, and still only a rookie coach. How we got a 5-year deal, we're not quite sure. But in saying that, he is copying it from pillar to post.
They've lost 5 in a row.
Does he
like
get
the
through the season?
Yeah, he gets through the season. I think he's got the backing of the chairman, and because they've outlaid a 5-year contract, I think they've got to at least get him through to the end of the season.
If they get beaten by the Warriors this week, and the Warriors have sacked their coach, which was despicable, the hierarchy doing that, and now their captain has been suspended, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, who's the gun player. They're all over the place. They're away from home. They're mentally fragile. But if they beat the Broncos, I reckon that could be it for Anthony Seibold. I mean, that's just that would be the low point of their season. Wasn't so they're saying he's safe at the moment. But
wasn't the sack coach of the of the Warriors, isn't he now assistant coach of the Broncos?
Well, he was an assistant coach once upon a time. His family is actually based in Brisbane, and there's a chance that there are rumours that they may have a chat to him about coming back there as an assistant, but I don't think that's the answer.
He won't go near him.
He's damaged goods at the moment. I think he needs to take time away from the game. Hey, guys, Jonathan Brown, Alistair Clarkson, they've been really critical of the modern-day game. Why has the fabric of the game changed so much so soon, do you think?
Oh, it hasn't changed soon. I reckon it's been a 15-year process. And
really?
I reckon we are...
You say 15 years, Jared, because you first wrote your column in 2005?
No, I reckon it's 15 years because that's when controlling momentum started.
Jared's been onto this, boys, for a long time before anyone else.
I was reading parts of your three... You reckon you could fix it in 3 years. So these things don't get fixed overnight unless you have a six-again rule like the NRL. But you've got some plans for this, Jared.
Well, I think I'm not sure it's going to fix it the first 2 years, but if someone could come up with a way that you could control a zone, that's what we need. We need football as it was played for the majority of the 80s, 90s and the early 2000s, where people actually stay in both halves of the ground. I mean, right now, we've got a poorer form of rugby than what you guys have, and we've lost our aerial skills, even though we saw one of the great marks on the weekend with Charlie Cameron. But, you know, we've lost full forwards. I mean, when Kappa was in Sydney, it was aerial ping pong and it had cross-code excitement. There were 40,000 people regularly at the SCG, and people used to call it aerial ping pong because there were big marks, long kicks, and there were big goals. Well, right now we rarely have a big mark. We rarely have a full forward kicking more than five goals, and we don't have big marks. So we've lost, I reckon, the exciting elements of the game to a degree. They're still there occasionally, and Brisbane are playing great footy. The Suns are playing great footy. Port Adelaide are playing great footy, but where's the next Charlie Dixon coming from?
Yeah. Well, no one's getting tired out, and I did see this. You know, we had this problem in league for a while. We had unlimited interchange for a short period of time, and it changed the game, and we had to bring back our interchanges. Now we're down to eight, and we want less. We want fatigue, and I see, Jared, you think the same. You need some fatigue out there so players aren't just, you know, super fit, running on and off and able to be at every contest.
Well, fatigue is your best friend if you're running football right now. I mean, ultimately, our forwards can't move because there's so many people. All the forwards from the other end of the ground are down inside the defensive forward 50. I mean, we have just got this massive congestion issue that the skills of the game aren't on display. And I hope that sometimes you've got to hit rock bottom before you rebound. And, you know, what you did with the six-again rule has been a brilliant move.
Why don't you just get rid of a few players on the field?
No, I don't think that's going to fix it, to be honest. I reckon 32 around the ball is just as congested as 36 around the ball. I know people disagree with that, but I think the biggest issue we've got right now without changing the intrinsic elements of the game is just to do what you blokes did, get rid of the interchange. Now, a lot of people won't like it, but whenever we go into a longer period of the game, the last 10 minutes or so, it starts to open up. We don't have the extra 10 minutes now because they're short in quarters, so scoring is right down.
So it's more than decreasing the time each quarter that's been brought on since COVID's, we've come back from COVID.
The state of the game has been talked about, particularly by people of Jared's ilk, for the last, I'd say the last 6 or 7 years, that it's been slowing down, that we haven't had the presence of the high marks. And Jared's right. I mean, you know, Lloydie kicked 926 of them, had a funny chat on Monday that six goals is not a bag anymore. Mm. But, I mean, I'm growing up in an era where six is a lot of goals. Lloydie kicked six or more 43 times.
For us, it took some people with some big kahunas to make a few big decisions around what the game was going to look like.
St. Peter.
We haven't looked back.
St. Peter? Yep.
Keep your eye on a potential move that will be known as team prior opportunity. I think that's a chance. I reckon we've got to get rid of interchange.
Hang on. Are you saying they're listening to you at AFLHQ?
I'm not saying they are there, but let's just hope that it gets a little bit of traction. But nevertheless, it's time to move on.
That is actually the AFL calling Jared right now. I'm not making that up. Jared, you tell me I'm lying.
I'm going to move on to the highlight of the week.
And now, the most prestigious award in the history of Sports Day. It's time to present the Sattler.
He's only got Sattler in cover. Bernard Sattler, a great race Sattler, a try-saving tackle that could turn the match. That's the greatest covering tackle I've seen in 20 years of broadcasting in a pressure match like this.
Now, this award can be given to an individual,
yep.
But it can also be given to anybody else. It can be given to a referee.
Group.
It can be given to an administrator. But it can also be given to a team. And the Parramatta Eels outfit on Corey Horsburgh, I should say, it was absolutely superb.
It was, yeah, the whole forward pack.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. That has really stung him. Parramatta threw everything at Corey Horsburgh there.
It was a team bashing.
It was the whole forward pack. Now, this guy, this Corey Horsburgh, is a redhead. His dad was a former pub tent fighter.
Have you read the Les Norton books?
Not yet.
No. Well, that's him.
Yeah.
He's a redhead out
He's
back
as tough
Queensland.
As they come, this Corey Horsburgh. And the Eels pack just absolutely bashed him from pillar to post. And he got quite emotional towards the end of the game, Corey Horsburgh. He got injured in one of the tackles, left the field crying.
He's out for the year.
And he's out for the year. And he was giving a finger to the fans as well.
Yeah, so it was pretty heavy.
Why was he set upon? Was there any emotion in it? Was there anger in it? Or did some people think he deserved it?
No, that's what front rowers do.
Okay. Yeah.
They decide to take on the other pack, and sometimes you win and sometimes you don't.
He's become sort of public enemy number one because he loves to give it out as well.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Now, our award for the week, obviously, is the Jared Healy Smooth Mover of the Week.
On Sports Day, it's time for the Jared Healy, the Smoothest Mover of the Week.
Can only be one man, surely.
San Diego. Yeah, there's only one. Marcus Bonapelli, the Bont, from the Western Bulldogs. Great game against, unfortunately, you and me will get our Swannies. Last Thursday, he was outstanding.
Jared Healy.
They're not even my Swannies at the moment. They're going to have to lift.
Oh, you've abandoned them.
Not yet. But
you jumped off.
Not quite.
Unbelievable.
Not quite. I'd like it.
I'd rob a bank with you.
You're ready to jump back on board as soon as they turn it around.
As soon as they're through to the prelim final, I'll be there front and centre. He's a great performer, the Bond, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's outstanding. A lot of really good performers over the weekend, but yeah, he was a standout.
Gentlemen, it's time. We've got a couple of phone calls we've got to return.
Oh, so you're cutting it short so you can call the AFL back?
No, I'm just going to cut it short because Hutchie's just rung.
Right.
And he doesn't want this to go any longer because we've got to get a plug in for our sponsors.
Are we getting a pay rise? So what's happening?
I wouldn't go that far. are we going to all be invited over to New Zealand for the State of Origin?
Yeah, if it
hope
does,
it goes there.
Hopefully.
What a fantastic idea.
We'll host you.
And because the Warriors have sacrificed so much, I think they deserve it.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to go anywhere, Jared? You and I?
I think we're going to do a joint broadcast with the boys from New South Wales, the boys from Queensland, and us Victorians. The only problem is I don't think the Prime Minister of New Zealand will have us in scoop like everybody else.
Well, just ask Hutchie when you meet with him. Tell him to get the private jet out and we might be a chance.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, great weekend ahead. Have a great time and we'll speak next Wednesday.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully we've sort of opened up a border or two between now and then.
I doubt it.
Well, in great form as always, the lads from New South Wales.
A bit too chirpy for me.
Well, they were pretty head up. I'm not even actually sure if they're New South Welshmen or Queenslanders right now. I get confused each and every time because my gut feeling is they're a bit of both. What we do know, Scoop, is they're just anti-Victorian.
That's right.
This has been Sports Day for Wilson Homes. Chat with one of their friendly staff about personalising a home design to suit your individual
lifestyle.
Can
you call the AFL back tonight and just let us know? Can you?
See you, Scoop.